I have these, whatever, a rash, or like I have a headache or something. And then the new doctor, or like his regular doctor, if the vaccination was done, for instance, in one of these vaccination centers, then he would say, I have to have, I did this vaccination and now I feel sick. 7 days later, I can't move my leg anymore or something like that.
Yes.
Then this doctor would also need to report, in fact.
Yes, that's right. He is obliged to report, but...
if they don't know about the reporting system, they can't report.
The reporting system is sometimes a little bit complicated, and makes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the next patient is waiting.
Yeah.
Jetzt aber, da wir ja einen Gast haben, wollten wir möglichst keine Selbstgespräche führen. Brian, I'm sorry about the interruption. You were going to say something when we interrupted you.
Yes, I am, and I want everybody in the world to listen to this. On the FDA slide 16 in October 2020, there is a side effect listed on there. It is called multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. It's abbreviated MIS-C. This is a brand new disease that's only been ever created and given a diagnostic code since 2020. Now, we all know that COVID was very little threat to, or SARS-CoV-2 was very little threat to children, also to pregnant women, we already knew. But there were very rare occurrences where the spike proteins of the coronavirus could create this multi-inflammatory syndrome in children. Now, it's a known side effect of the vaccine. The FDA knew it. By definition, if you look up the Mayo Clinic's definition of what multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children is, it is a severe inflammation of multiple organs in the body, including the brain, the kidneys, the spleen, the gastrointestinal tract, the eyes, the skin. This is all a part of that. If you look up complications on their definition of this actual syndrome, it can be deadly. Now, in VAERS, I have not seen a single one of these reported into VAERS, but if you go to cdc.gov, there's already reported since the shots have started. There's already been over 4,200 reported to the CDC occurrences of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, and already over 40 deaths of children reported to the CDC. And this is what you want to push on all the masses of children in America and across the world, to allow them to go to school. I find this just atrocious and disgusting. And everyone needs to know this is a known side effect, because the mRNA, the spike proteins in the shots, and anything else that might be in those shots, are going to cause this debilitating, horrible reaction of inflammation in multiple organs at one time in the body of children.
What is it called again? Multi-system inflammatory... what else?
Syndrome.
Oh.
In children. In children. So it's abbreviated MIS-C.
Okay. And this has this is brand new. This has never been known before. Is that it?
That has never been known until the year 2020.
Also das müssen wir übersetzen.
Eine Sekunde, so is this, what's defined as a child? Like how old can you be to be affected by this, counted?
All of these are listed younger than 12 years old.
12 years. So how many people in the US are already, how many kids are already vaccinated, when you say it's like already 4,000 cases,
400
reported? How many people might be?
It's already over 4,000 reported cases.
4,000
so there have been trials by like Stanford. Stanford was setting up a study a few months ago to allow vaccinations of 6 months old, 2 years old. So you're seeing some of these being given to children and pushed out to children. So these were actually already starting to be corresponded. Also, you're going to see what I'm sure Wolfgang could talk about, transmission shedding from the actual vaccinated to the children of the unvaccinated. Or sorry, the children of the vaccinated. You're seeing reports it all started spiking. You can actually look on cdc.gov. The spike for MIS-C starts in December, spikes in January, and it continues to go up. You can see it right there on cdc.gov, which is right when all the vaccines started of adults.
So this
syndrome is not only going to come up when you vaccinate children, or like you said, I mean, that's not children, that's toddlers and, oh, yeah, and babies.
Oh, yeah, you're going to... Oh, there's actually toddlers. There's two-year-olds who are already menstruating blood clots few hours within their actual parents being vaccinated. This is already being reported in 2 years old, 4 years old, 6 year old daughters and girls. This is the attempt of those female bodies to remove the toxic effects they're being exposed to by their vaccinated parents or yeah, whoever they're around.
That's what I was getting at. It's not
transmission for sure.
It's a danger that comes from the shedding from the vaccinated parents.
Oh yeah. I call it transmission. You can call it shedding. But when you put in 50 billion particles of mRNA, you're going to get 50 billion spike proteins. You're going to get more than that antibodies. And the human body is going to start to shed these things. You're either going to transmit it through coughing, through sweating, through urine, through semen. You have to excrete it out of your body. This is not healthy. It's an overabundance of immune reactions. So the body's going to try to shed the spike proteins. It's going to try to shed the antibodies. And we already know how detrimental these antibodies are. The antibodies by themselves have already been proven with the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca shot. Those actual antibodies against double-stranded DNA, which is what's in those shots, the transgene, are already, we already know they cause systemic lupus erythematosus, which I referenced earlier. You're going to see autoimmune diseases come from the shots. You're going to see them from shedding the antibodies and the spike proteins in other people. It's just a horrible thing.
And just for my understanding, they knew before anything happened, they knew that this was going to happen.
Oh, they knew it. It's in the FDA documents, and the FDA logo's on every slide, just so you know.
Das muss übersetzt werden. Let me translate this. Also, er hat damit angefangen, dass er auf unseren Kollegen Tom Renz Bezug genommen hat, den wir ja auch schon zweimal, glaube ich, hier hatten. Tom Renz ist einer der Gruppe von Anwälten, auch Anna Garner gehört dazu, die für America's Frontline Doctors arbeiten und die eine einstweilige Verfügung beantragt haben in Alabama. Die ist zunächst mal verloren gegangen. Es wird dagegen mit einer weiteren Eilentscheidung in der Berufungsinstanz vorgegangen. Da geht es um das Verbot dieser Impfungen. Und in dem Zusammenhang sagt er, hat Tom Renz, das hatten wir neulich schon mal gesagt, über eine Whistleblowerin aus dem Gesundheitssystem erfahren, CMS, dass es gibt wohl vier verschiedene Möglichkeiten, die Impfnebenwirkungen zu melden. Eins davon ist VAERS, aber eins ist auch CMS. Und die hat gesagt, das stimmt nicht, was bei uns gemeldet war. Bei uns nur 11.000 Tote innerhalb von 180 Tagen, 11.000 Tote nach 3 Tagen nach der Impfung, sondern es sind 45.000. Und da sagt er gerade, ja, die haben nur geguckt, was ist innerhalb von 3 Tagen passiert. Sie haben nicht geguckt, was passiert am 4. oder 5. oder 6. Tag. Wir erinnern uns dunkel, dass wir ja auch mit Bobby Kennedy Jr. gesprochen haben. Der hat gesagt, wir müssen mal gucken, ob wir nicht nach 3 Monaten oder bis zum halben Jahr sogar sehen. Also nach 3 Tagen in Wahrheit nicht 11.000, sondern 45.000 Tote. Wolfgang und Brian Artis haben dann gesagt, ja, Moment mal, das ist sowieso unterberichtet, underreported. Inzwischen sind sich andere Fachleute, zum Beispiel Peter McCullough, den wir gehört haben, oder Dr. Zelenko, den wir letztes Mal gehört haben, einig, dass das Ganze 5-mal mehr, 10-mal mehr ist oder sogar 100-mal mehr als berichtet wird. Das Merkwürdige daran ist, dass dieses Reporting System, das da gesagt wurde, der Öffentlichkeit gesagt wurde, da verfolgen wir, was passiert. Das ist absolut sicher. Das ist das beste System. Das beste System. 11.000 stimmt nicht. 45.000 sollen es in Wahrheit sein. Und wir wissen, es gibt eine große Zahl nicht berichteter Fälle. Der wichtigste Grund dafür, da kann man sich nur an den Kopf fassen, sagt Dr. Ardis gerade, ist, dass die Mediziner in der Regel gar nicht wissen, dass es ein solches Reporting System gibt. Er hat ein Beispiel genannt, ein Teenager, der mit einem direkt nach der Impfung mit diesem Guillain-Barré-Krankheit sozusagen umgefallen ist und die versucht haben, das Mädchen auf eine Trage zu packen. Das ist so eine entzündliche Veränderung des peripheren Nervensystems. Ich erinnere mich ganz dunkel daran, aber was es genau ist, weiß ich auch nicht. Da werden die Nervenwurzeln aus dem Rückenmark angegriffen. Jedenfalls, sie konnte nicht mehr stehen. Und dann hat die Ärztin, die dabei stand, den behandelnden Arzt, der geimpft hat, gefragt, ja, das berichtest du aber, wohl wer ist? Dann hat er gesagt, was ist das denn? Er wusste es nicht. Und jetzt kommt noch ein Hammer. Man denkt, die Hammer sind jetzt vorbei.